Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Rick Peters. Batting third. The second baseman, Davey Lopez. Batting fourth. The DH, Jeff Burrows. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Almon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve McCaddy. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting sixth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Tudor. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to third. One out. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Burrows reaches second base with a double. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Remy moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Remy moves to third. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a pop-up towards first. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kiernan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiernan hits a pop-up towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman strikes out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Henderson steals third. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lopez strikes out. There goes Peters. The throw from Gedman to second, and Peters is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Rice reaches second base with a double. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Jeff Jones now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Evans scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Burrows hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-1 in the game. Kearney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burrows moves to second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Henderson strikes out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Armas takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Miller pinch hits for Carl Yastrzemski. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gross scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Burrows takes first base on ball 4. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-2 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gedman for a passed ball. Almon moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kearney hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Stapleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gedman moves to second. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gedman scores. There goes Hoffman trying to get to third. Henderson throws the ball into Almon, who tags Hoffman for the out. Two outs. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Remy moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Remy scores. Boggs moves to second. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath pinch hits for Wayne Gross. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans, who is chasing the ball. Henderson reaches third base with a triple. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peters moves to second. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Burrows hits a pop-up towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Heath now playing third base. Tony Phillips now playing second base. Mitchell Page now playing right field. Bill Almon now playing shortstop. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards second. Phillips scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Aponte now pitching. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-3 in the game. Almon hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kearney hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-3 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hancock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gedman for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Phillips moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Peters moves to second. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Burrows takes first base on ball four. Peters moves to third. Hancock moves to second. Dan Meyer pinch runs for Jeff Burrows. Bob Stanley now pitching. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone is 0 for 4 in the game. Almone strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.